Emily, on Monday was a pretty big day for public arts, as I understand.
Yes, it was. We had our presentation of a study that was done in 2019 with Creative Minnesota. And they were looking at the economic impact of arts in our community, specifically Bemidji.
So usually economic impact is measured in dollars. Do you recall what that impact is?
Yeah, the total impact was over $8 million. And that is both from a combination of nonprofit organizations and, you know, their budgets and their, you know, their contributions, as well as the financial contributions of the audiences who came to visit these events, and the money that they spent in our community for, you know, food and going out and lodging and so forth. So that's kind of a breakdown of what that study showed us.
Well, as someone who myself was a bit of an arts kid, not so much the sports kid, that sounds actually pretty comparable with some of the economic impact generated by youth sports as well.
That is exactly my thought. I, too, come from a very artistic upbringing and have never been that sports kid, and I just know all the benefits that come from the creative minds of our artists, and their contributions to our community are just beyond words. And so to see it in actual print and in dollar amounts, it's definitely very, it just gives us so much validation.
Right. And you, of course, sit on the Bemidji City Council, but what is it about Bemidji's art scene that makes it so unique and special, you think?
Well, I think that we have a large representation for our population of creative individuals, and not just those people who produce or you know, participate in art, but we also have a great volunteer community. Our people who help fund these events and organizations that do that. I mean, we just have, I think our community's always had a strong art standing, I guess. And I see that growing as, you know, we become a community that, you know, is recognized as being one where you can work from home. And, you know, that's all part of the contributions of the arts in our community. So we have a lot of people, and I think that a lot of the events that we hold are highly accessible. You know, you don't have to have money to attend. You don't need money to attend, you know, Art in the Park or the music festival or go on the sculpture walk. You know, you can be any age. It doesn't matter. It kind of, you know, helps us get rid of a lot of those boundaries and things that we find to kind of separate us. It art is a great way to bring our community together. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
All right. And maybe this is a bit probing, but as someone who may have inside information, do you know when we'll all be able to jam together again? I'm a band geek myself.
I guess that I can't predict the future, but I am super hopeful because, yeah, between music and I just think of all of the people in theater who have had to put their lives on hold. I know that we paid a lot of attention to missed opportunities for youth in sports, but I think we really need to focus on what that means for our creative kids and how they, you know, we have to recognize all of their great contributions and what this does to keep kids in school and whatnot, and how we can find as many ways possible to get people back out and enjoying. And you know, there's all kinds of suggestions, and I know that I'm in the process of getting vaccinated, and I hope that, you know, as we are able to kind of move forward, that we're gonna take what we've learned and make some of these events possible. That's what I'd like to see.
All right. Yeah, I've been coaching speech this year virtually. Virtual tournaments are weird. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah,
not the same energy. It's like performing to an empty room.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, you just think of all of our artists that are both, you know, our poets and our authors, and how many award-winning artists of all areas we have in this community. It's, if you do research on that, it's just stunning how many of our creative community are recognized throughout state, nation, and the world. So it's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me, Emily. Is there anything else about arts in Bemidji that you wanted to be sure to mention before we wrap it up today?
I think that, you know, if we can use art as kind of a metaphor for life, you know, art is a way to show us that there's a lot of different perspectives and there's a lot of different ways to get there. And we may not all see it the same way, but we get to see ourselves in the community through art. And I just really hope that we can make this front and center in some of our policy as a city, you know, whether that's, you know, we have a new municipal project, the well treatment, the water treatment. It's a great big canvas, you know, so I can't wait to move forward and find ways to incorporate art into our city policy. So start those conversations.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Emily Rivera. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Oh, thank you, Larissa. I appreciate your time.